Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands
But it's Don. Not!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to ENN.
On TV,
Ray
Rowe. ENN tonight is a sponsor, Don, and that would be the Professional Fighters League.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. I'd like to start off tonight, if I can, by saying good evening to Don.
Why would you not do Jersey?
And good evening to myself.
Corin
in Manassaquan. And Don.
You didn't update the 10th race at Yonkers.
And to myself. Mike and Kearney.
Did you really think it was Kearney?
Yes.
Have you ever heard Kearney, New Jersey? Honestly. Have you ever heard of Kearney, New Jersey? Yes, you have.
I don't think I have. I'm being honest. I'm just being honest. I don't think I've heard of Kearney. No. And okay, just work with me here. Can you at least agree with me that K-E-A-R-N-Y is stupid as Kearney? Just agree with me there.
Well, I could agree with you there. It's just that you've been in the tri-state area for 10 years. You've heard traffic reports. You've met a ton of people. You've been on the show where people from Kearney have called on regularity. I'm just surprised and more disappointed, I should say.
Let's see. Kearney is, it's only 43 minutes from my house. Oh, that's unfortunate. But look how many towns there. Okay, look. All the towns around. I'm looking at the map right now. You have Kearney. You have East Orange, Bloomfield, Montclair, Clifton, Passaic, East Rutherford, Little Falls, Teterboro, Hackensack. I've heard of every single one. I'll be honest.
Right.
I don't remember Kearney.
Okay?
That's not bad.
It's not good.
I think it's great. I don't spend any time in these places. They're beautiful places to live. I'm not knocking it as a. I'm sure it's very similar to my upbringing in Montgomery County. I'm sure it's great, but what does anyone here know about Montgomery County? Now, granted, you're not doing a radio show in Montgomery County. I understand. Okay, right. Don, how do you pronounce T-O-T-O-W-A?
Totowa.
Totowa. Andrew, you know anything about Totowa?
I knew how to pronounce it.
Okay.
We all Total just said it simultaneously.
Right. I went to Don Bosco Tech, which was on Union Avenue. And then just up the road, the next town was Totowa, and it became Union Boulevard. And so I'm very familiar with that town. But still, I'm familiar. Like, I've heard of the towns because you live here so long, and you just you absorb. And I just thought you were here long enough, and I guess I was wrong.
I mean, Bergenfield, Tenafly, Inglewood, Teaneck, they're all right there. I know them. Boom. Okay, Kearney. I'm telling, if you want me to take your town seriously, re-spell the town. Start over again. What's wrong with that? Sometimes, Don, you want me to admit my mistakes, right? I admit it. I got it wrong. Why can't they admit it? They got it wrong. Well, re-spell it.
It's not like, let's name this town Kearney, because I'm sure there's some historical significance. It's probably somebody's name, and that's the way it was spelled. Right? There's always a history to why you name a town. A lot of them have a Native American background, and some of them are because
not
of something.
Not this one.
Which one?
Not Kearney.
No, no. I'm sure I can go to Wikipedia, and as long as somebody didn't, sauce me, I should be able to find out why it's called Kearney.
Let's see. We're going to find out right now. Pronounced Kearney, there it is. A town in the western part of Hudson County, New Jersey, suburb of Newark. Town's population, 40,000. Good for you guys. Slight increase. Good.
Town name to honor Major General Philip Kearny.
Yeah, I'm reading. All right, RJ? I mean, what's your name? Anthony?
Hey, we did it again.
Yeah.
By the way, that was legit. I was not trying to rib him. Kearny is named, as I was saying, after Civil War General
Ray Rowe.
Philip, I believe, Kearny. I want to know. So you're telling me that the Kearny family, God bless them. What are they? They were a union, right? That they were.
Right. you want to be on the right side.
Hold on. Let me check here.
Yeah, just double check.
I assume it's a Jersey town, okay? You think that was pronounced Kearny?
Well, but the thing is, what do? Do you spell it differently? Then you're honoring somebody, and that's the way. You don't want to get into last names and why the pronunciation is what it is. If you're honoring this man, you've got to honor him with the right spelling of the name. So now what you're getting into is his history of why it was pronounced that way. Don't blame the town.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I need the Kearny family to correct this. You could be right about that. Last night, Juan Soto won the home run derby. And afterwards, do you still have the cut of him immediately afterwards, his interview with Buster Olney there, Anthony?
We can get it.
All right. We'll hear from Juan Soto, but first, let's hear what it sounded like when Soto won the derby on ESPN Radio.
He's on the 405 right now. He's still going.
This one might hit the scoreboard in right center. Huge blast by Soto. Your Derby champion as he chucks the bat high into the air. Juan Soto, the Washington Nationals, wins the 2022 T-Mobile Home Run Derby in L.A.
And here's Soto right after.
Juan, the second youngest home run derby champion ever. How do you feel?
It feels amazing. It feels tiring, first of all, but it feels amazing, you know? Just the hard work I put in and everything, it just feels amazing.
All right, your strategy coming in, how did that work out for you?
It worked out pretty well. I just try to concentrate to square all the balls and try to drive it because I know I have the power to pull it off.
What about the performance, Julio Rodriguez?
Amazing, amazing. Great young kid. He's a lot of power. I know he was really tired after the first, second round, but he just get the chance to get to the finals, and I get the chance to hit in front of, after him.
What was it like tonight with Albert Pujols?
Oh, he was amazing. I mean, faced one of the legends of Dominican Republic. It's one of the teams of the best.
So everyone in baseball is talking about your future, the next few weeks. What do you want to have happen?
Right now, I don't even think about it. I think I'm a champion, and I will be a champion for the Nationals.
That's nice. I can tell you, man, he's a lovable kid, Don.
Yeah.
He really is. And I know a lot of people said they felt like last night, you know, after Soto turned down the deal, it's almost like an awkward situation for him now with the Nationals. I think he handled it really well. And I think him shouting out the Nationals there and still kind of embracing that, at least publicly, is the right thing to do. And maybe it's sincere.
Yeah, I don't know how National fans feel about the team. I mean, they're in full-blown rebuild. I don't know how they felt about the offer, but I'm sure they looked at it the way we did when you see the average annual salary less than $30 million. So I'm sure it's going to be tough for him. It's tough for the Nationals to lose a player like that after, you know, having to deal away pretty much everybody from that championship team of 18, right? Everybody's gone or will be gone at some point by the trading deadline. So I don't know how he'll be received moving forward, but I have a feeling they're probably more mad at the team than the players.
You said full-blown rebuild. Whenever anyone starts something with full blown, it's almost never good.
Well, think about it. They're going to trade basically every tradable commodity within the next couple of weeks before the deadline, and they're already on pace to lose 100 games. And 5 minutes ago, they won the World Series.
It really is. It feels like it was 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, it was 2018.
19.
And now this one of the think about it. You win a World Series, one of the stars of your team is a 19-year-old kid, and you're thinking, wow, dynasty. And then you fast forward to 2022. You've had a couple of lousy seasons. You're on your way to having another awful one. And all of your pieces are either going to be traded away or not re-signed. And it's
think about it. Rendon, gone in a blink. Scherzer now gone.
Looks Soto. Like Corbin's going to be gone too. Soto's going to be gone.
And then remember that all of this started prior to that, the year before, with losing Harper.
Yeah, you lose. Yeah, right. So now you can't even compete. Now you feel like you can't compete for free agents, and that's why I wish Yankee fans would appreciate what the Bombers have done.
Wow.
Is their rebuild was calling up a bunch of kids in 2016, rejuvenating their season and almost making the playoffs, and then just continue to go to the playoffs every year since then. I know you don't have a championship, and I think most fans – well, Michael's asked this question. I'll ask you, Peter. Would you want a championship and then rebuilding and being terrible and then winning a championship again, kind of like what the Red Sox have done recently, or just being consistent every single year and not have the chip? I think I'd take the championship, especially if I never had one, like the Nationals never had one. But there's something about being consistently good every year, too.
Oh, no, if you're the Nationals, you absolutely take it. You know, I know at least, I mean, my football team's had neither, you know, championship or consistent playoffs. So at this point, I'd certainly take a championship. But, yeah, it's wacky. I mean, they were literally just there 2 seconds ago.
Well, I guess it depends on how much belief you have in the management, because if you do it like the Marlins did it, right, they won in 97, stripped it down, came back in 2003, won it again, stripped it down, and it never really been heard from again. Like, if you, like with the Red Sox, yeah, when they strip it down, you have faith that they're going to build it back up again and be competitive again. Some of these teams strip it down, and it might be decades before they're good again.
President Joe Biden has signed an executive order that aims to punish captors of Americans held abroad. It's supposed to also increase the flow of information to families of Americans detained abroad. Of course, this comes as Brittany Griner of the WNBA continues to be detained in Russia, and there's now increased attention to the population of Americans jailed abroad and designated by the U.S., as, quote, wrongfully detained. A representative for Griner told ESPN's TJ Quinn that they didn't plan to comment. We're focused on her trial right now. Yeah, of course not. You don't need to say anything. So, Don, someone hit me earlier with what they thought was like a gotcha tweet. If I, an unknown person, was locked up abroad, would you have my jersey hanging in your background? I mean, that's not even a good point. What do you mean?
Because I wouldn't know who you are.
I wouldn't know who you are. So because I'm aware of this situation in which an American citizen is being held captive, and it sounds absolutely terrifying, and I want to lend support to that, it means you think you somehow won the point by being and let me ask you furthermore, why would you have a jersey? What team are you on?
Yeah, but if for some reason, let's say a listener to this show was in the exact same situation that Brittany was in.
Mm-hmm.
And their father or their grandfather contacted us, told us the story,
mm-hmm.
and sent us, you know, can you hang this up? You know,
great.
We would do everything we could for that person.
Of course we would.
Because we now know the person, we feel awful. We know Brittany Griner, so we feel awful. To compare it to somebody we don't know, I mean, listen, I know it shouldn't be this way, but in the world, celebrity and known people are going to get more attention than people that are not celebrities and are not known.
And can I throw in something else, too? Let me show you something about this jersey right here behind me. Do you know what the other side of this jersey is, Don?
Is it Mercury?
No, it's USA.
Okay, there you go.
Because she won a gold medal in the Olympics for this country.
But here's the shame of that person. What side are you on?
I know.
Are you on the side that it's just that she's being held and might go to prison for this supposed crime that was committed in Russia? So you think it's okay that she's going through this? You think it's all her fault? That there isn't something wrong going on there? Like, so what should you, tear the jersey down, Peter? What, because she smokes marijuana?
I know.
Or because she was absent-minded and left it in the suitcase? Possibly. That it's absolutely out of the realm of possibility it could have been planted there?
Right.
And or is it the fact that she's gay? Does that bother you? Like, I want to know what side of it that's wrong for Peter to hang it up, because you obviously have a motive. You have a side you're taking. You're
right.
Looking at Peter hanging the jersey and saying, oh, you're on that side. You're on her side. Well, so that means you're not on her
right.
side?
Yeah, I am on the side of the American making it back to America safely. That's the side that I'm on. It's wild, and we will, of course, keep you guys updated as this trial continues. Yeah. If somehow there's a miracle and she doesn't end up getting convicted.
I'm glad the president did something about it. I don't know what it's going to do, because it's not like they listen, you know, Russia or any of these other countries listen to what our laws are. I mean, that's kind of the thing, right? They do what they want to do, but anything that could possibly, you know, grease the skids to getting something in the works that can help anybody in the future having this happen to them. But I don't know what good it's going to do for her now.
Now, speaking of U.S. women's national teams, the U.S. women's national soccer team won the CONCACAF tournament. Alex Morgan scored a penalty late in the second half to help the U.S. to a 1-0 win over Canada on Monday night. The win extends the women's national team's overall record in World Cup and Olympic qualifying matches to 61-1.
Holy crap.
Of course, the U.S. had already secured a spot in the 2023 World Cup. That team is mind-blowing.
I know we've had this conversation before, but is there any reason why the women are so good and so elite and the men have struggled? Is it just the competition is different? Like, what makes the women so great and the men so, I don't want to say bad, but not nearly as
good? No, bad's fine. Andrew, is it wrong to say that the United States was sort of early on the aggressive pursuit of dominance in women's soccer, whereas they were late when it comes to men's?
Yeah, that's probably some of it, that I think the U.S. was a little more progressive when it came to women's sports. And, I mean, look, you could say that they haven't been progressive enough, and this women's team has been fighting for equal pay for years. But comparatively with other countries around the world, I think the U.S. was progressive in that way in the 90s, you know, 80s and 90s, when other countries weren't doing that.
From a financial standpoint, because that's what really all money is. Like getting back to the Brittany Griner thing, there was one woman I saw say, well, this is the problem, is that she can't make enough money from the WNBA. She's got to go to Russia to play. All right, well, I feel for you, but how much money do you expect to make in the WNBA? That you're supposed to pay them like NBA players? That it doesn't generate the same revenue? When you say women are underpaid, do the men still generate more revenue? Is there that big a disparity between the revenue the men generate to the women?
So there's a lot to this.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to open up a whole Pandora's box, but I was curious.
I don't know that it's definitive that the men generate more revenue. And there's more to it in that, you know, prize money that FIFA awards to men's World Cup winning teams versus women's World Cup winning teams. So there's also gripes that the U.S. women have had justifiably with FIFA in trying to get equal prize money. So there's a lot of different elements to it. And the U.S. and I think this now has been settled, and I think they've won their fight for this. And the U.S. men, I think, have been, you know, willing to kind of be on board with the U.S. women in this fight and be willing to take equal pay. So, but yeah, it's been ongoing for a long time.
One part that's true, though, Andrew, I'd have to imagine, and obviously I'm not on the side of them not getting equal pay, but I would have to imagine that from a rating standpoint, if the U.S. play in the round robin, the first round of the World Cup versus the women's team, I have to imagine the men much outrate them big time.
In the World Cup, you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, I think if the men were in a World Cup final, it would do a bigger number than when the women have been in World Cup finals.
It would absolutely trounce it. It would be insane. It would get a huge – it would get a Super Bowl-like rating if the men's team somehow got there.
Right, but in fairness to the U.S. women, their World Cup final appearances have generated enormous ratings in their own right.
And they're just doing better. I mean, and you should be – here's what I look at. It's not even about, like, dessert, like who's better. It should be, well, you should be able to make what you generate. right? There's no question that Connor McDavid is the best hockey player, but he's not going to make as much money as the average
but here's the problem
baseball
with that, Don,
player
that,
because but, about the money you generate.
But, Don, but that's flawed too, because the reason that they don't generate money is also based in sexism. So the WNBA wants to pay its players more. They need more revenue. So they can't – while what you're saying is right, it right. also means because of our own bias, the fact that even not just men, women choose to not enjoy the WNBA, that hurts the money that they're able to get, thus leading to great players, gold medalists like Brittany Griner, going to Russia because her salary is $200,000 a year, which while I know to the average person, that is it's a really nice salary. Yeah. To a professional athlete, the most elite in their sport in the world, that's not that much money.
Yeah, it's now is the WNBA or women's soccer or whatever is it, does it not generate the same amount of money because we have a sexist population? Or is it just well because it's relatively new and it's got to grow and the men have an advantage because they've been competing for 100 years? I don't know if it's all just, well, I don't like women playing sports, so I'm not going to watch it. The competition's tough.
I want to go to some WNBA games this season.
Yeah.
I think it's time. Let's go see a Liberty game, Don.
Well, they're over at Barkley, right?
Yeah. Weren't they? They moved to Barkley Center?
Yeah, I think recently.
That alone is interesting, by the way. We'll get
Chris Sheeran does a great job play-by-play on Yes for the Liberty.
Fantastic.
And, of course, we all know the voice of the WNBA nationally is our own Ryan Rucco.
That's right. Yeah, I was listening to a podcast about Brittany Griner, and when they played highlights, you heard a lot of Ryan Rucco there.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Jets rookies reporting today. Huh? And there's just one player who's not yet signed his first NFL deal, and that is second-round running back Breece Hall. But guess what? As of this moment, that is now done.
There you go.
4 years, $9 million, $3.7 million signing bonus per. Who do you think this is per?
Oh, that would be one Rich Samini.
Damn right it is.
Matter of fact, I don't want my news from anybody else but Rich Samini.
Save it. Yeah, don't even bother telling
me. Because, you know, we got to wait for Woj. I think we got to wait for Rich.
A Rich bomb.
Well, we got to come up with something better than the Rich bomb. Is there something?
Rich bomb.
Is there something with Samini? I don't know. I got to work on this.
You know what? I don't know.
I only want my Jet news from Rich Samini, and I only want my Giant news from Jordan Ron on sentence.
That's right.
That's it. I'm not accepting anything. I don't care if you get a situation, Andrew, where Daniel Jones says that the Giants did pick up his fifth-year option. He calls the hotline and tells you. You know what you say to Daniel Jones, Andrew? We got to wait for
What's
Jordan
that?
To report it.
It's not
okay.
Official.
Zach Wilson signs an extensive contract with the Jets. Extensive.
Okay.
Richest contract in the history of the NFL. Calls the hotline. Zach says, Andrew, big fan of Caught Offside, and I want to let you know that I've just signed a massive contract with the Jets. You know what you tell Zach? Got to wait on Rich.
Thanks, Zach. Got to wait on Rich, though. What about that? Could be our drop for it. That's Rich. A Samini bomb. By the way, if you're interested in the Liberty, the aforementioned Liberty, they played this morning, and the replay follows us on Yes at 7 o'clock. How do you like that?
With our guy Chris Sheeran on the call?
There you go. What are your thoughts? Miami, the Heat, that is, are thought to be potentially the Knicks' main competitor for Donovan Mitchell. And they have now, it seems, prioritized pursuing a trade for Kevin Durant over Donovan Mitchell, according to Bleacher Report. Well, that would make sense because Kevin Durant may be the best player in all of basketball. The Knicks and Jazz, of course, have been in discussion, with Ian Begley recently reporting that Utah has been prioritizing draft pick compensation in return. And as for RJ Barrett, Begley believes the Knicks have enough to get a trade done without including RJ Barrett.
Well, that's all we're asking for.
DeAndre Ayton back to Phoenix and happy about it. He signed a 4-year, $133 million max contract extension. Well done. I don't know who Ayton's agent is, but that whole process was well done for him. So he gets to stay put, gets himself a max deal.
There you go.
Call it a day. You remember a gentleman named, when I say the name Manti Te'o, what do you think of?
Catfish?
Well, that's...
It's not a shame, but that's what I think of.
It's unfortunate, and that is exactly what the Netflix documentary that's coming out will focus on.
Is it called Catfish?
It's called... It's worse than that, Don. Okay. The trailer is out, and it's called Untold, The Girlfriend Who Didn't Exist.
Oh.
And it's about the elaborate hoax involving the former Notre Dame standout and Heisman Trophy nominee. He says, my whole world changed.
Ugh.
Isn't it crazy, though, to be that good, have that serious a career where you make it to being a star at Notre Dame, you make the NFL, and the only thing people truly remember is that you were catfished?
It was a heck of a story, though. Unbelievable.
I got to watch the trailer. I got to tell you, I don't think I even fully remembered at this point. Like, I know Catfish, and I know there's a girlfriend and a
trip. Yeah, but all
trip.
The details are kind of hazy at this
point. But, the details have gotten very hazy.
A little fuzzy.
Now, Rob Gronkowski's girlfriend has spoken.
Okay.
And she says she does not fully believe Gronkowski's retirement. Quote, I'm an honest lady, and honestly in my heart, I didn't feel like this one is a forever one. I think he may come back again.
Well,
Gronk is insisting his playing days are over.
Retirements have almost become like guarantees, right? Like, you almost want to punish them for coming back.
Yes, it's true. And it's also like retirements used to mean something. In the Tom Brady era, what's a retirement?
Like,
that'll do it for ENN. Oh. Brought to you by the Professional Fighters League. It's back on Friday, August 5th. Watch MMA's League live from the Hulu Theater at Madison Square Garden. Buy tickets now on PFLMMA.com.
I have a tease if you want.
Oh, I'd love one.
Because Jonathan Papelbon, former Philly and Red Sox club.
Former Red Sox.
Has tweeted about the Jeter doc from last night.
Already? We haven't even gotten close to the Papelbon era.
Oh, it's good. You want to hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I look forward to hearing this. Plus, any subject on the table for the rest of the way, 1-800-919-3776. We can talk Juan Soto. We can talk Mets and Yankees second half of the season, All-Star game tonight. We can talk about New Jersey town pronunciation,
yes.
the history of General Carney. We'll also hear from New York Nick. Jalen Brunson. That's all coming up right here on the K Show on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.